Kaiser Permanente's Risent Health finalizes its acquisition of Pennsylvania-based health system Geisinger. Intermountain-owned Seltzer Health shuts down operations and sells its clinics. And the Biden administration finalizes its Medicare Advantage pay rate for 2025. Thursday, April 4th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. Kaiser Permanente's Risent Health finalized its acquisition of Geisinger Health on March 31st, nearly a year after it first announced the deal. In April 2023, Oakland, California-based Kaiser Foundation Hospitals announced the creation of Risent, a nonprofit subsidiary created to accelerate the adoption of value-based care in community-based health systems. At the time, Kaiser announced that Danville, Pennsylvania-based Geisinger would be the first health system to join Risent. Geisinger is a nonprofit system comprised of 10 hospital campuses, 2 research centers, and a college of medicine. It operates throughout central and eastern Pennsylvania and also has a 600,000-member health plan across 3 states. As part of the deal, Geisinger will retain its name and branding. It will also operate separately from Kaiser Permanente's core model. Geisinger's current president and CEO, Dr. Jaewon Ryu, will become Risent's first CEO, and Dr. Terry Gilliland of health data science company Cogitativo will become Geisinger's next CEO once Ryu fully transitions to Risent. In a statement, Risent said that Geisinger will play an important role in shaping its strategy, platform, and operational model. Though Geisinger is Risent's inaugural health system, Risent said that it plans to acquire around 4 to 5 other systems within the next 5 years, according to Tuesday's announcement. It was not disclosed which health systems or markets Risent plans to pursue next. Risent will be headquartered in Washington, D.C. Intermountain Seltzer Health, a large multi-specialty physician group, has shut down operations and sold some of its clinics amid ongoing financial issues. The Nampa, Idaho-based group first announced in January that it was in negotiations with other healthcare companies that were interested in purchasing some operations, but at the time did not disclose which organizations. Earlier this year, it said that if it did not find a buyer, it would close operations by the end of March. Seltzer announced on Monday it would sell 2 of its urgent care centers, as well as its ambulatory surgery center, to Boise, Idaho-based St. Alphonsus Health System, which is part of Trinity Health. Seltzer will also sell its imaging center to Intermountain Medical Imaging, which is separate from Intermountain Health. Seltzer said in a statement that several of its providers announced that they're planning on staying in the Treasure Valley area, which includes the cities of Nampa, Boise, Caldwell, and Meridian. The providers will either join other medical groups or start new practices. The group also said that multiple Seltzer Health clinic locations will remain open under a new name, with the space being leased to other providers who it did not disclose. Seltzer Health provided primary care, family medicine, urgent care, and more across 11 clinics in the Boise area. It served roughly 100,000 patients annually. It originally opened in 1961 and was acquired by Salt Lake City, Utah-based Intermountain 4 years ago. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released its final pay rate for 2025 Medicare Advantage plans on Monday. During calendar year 2025, MA plans will see a 3.7% rate increase, or more than $16 billion compared to this year. This is unchanged from the rate that CMS proposed at the end of January. Under the rule, the Medicare Advantage benchmark payment would be 0.16% less next year compared to the current year. In a fact sheet, CMS said that the federal government is projected to pay between $500 and $600 billion in Medicare Advantage payments to private plans in 2025. In a response to the final pay rate, the health insurance lobbying group AHIP said in a statement that the policy will put more pressure on benefits and premiums for Medicare Advantage plan members when they renew their coverage in the fall. Following CMS's announcement, stock prices for the nation's largest Medicare Advantage plan carriers took a dive. On Monday, UnitedHealth's stock dropped by more than 6%, and Humana's fell by around 13%. Medicare Advantage plans remain popular among American seniors. More than 33 million adults 65 years or older, as well as people with disabilities, enrolled in an MA plan for the calendar year. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. You can find past episodes of the program, including interviews, at kauffmanhall.com/gisthealthcaredaily or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to sign up for our newsletter, Gist Weekly, to get executive-level commentary and insights from the week in healthcare delivered every Friday to your inbox. You can subscribe at kauffmanhall.com/gistweekly.